VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Police in the Netherlands said Tuesday they are investigating terror as a possible motive behind the shooting in Utrecht on Monday, in which three people were killed. And Dutch police say they've arrested a third person on suspicion of involvement in the shooting. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A spokesman from Utrecht's public prosecution office says three people are now in custody. The alleged shooter, Gokkemen Tanish, and two others. Tanish is being held on suspicion of manslaughter with a possible terrorist motive. But the spokesman adds that investigations are continuing into what drove him to allegedly open fire in a tram on Monday morning. Authorities have not ruled out other possible reasons, and Dutch media has quoted neighbours of Tanish in Utrecht who've speculated that the shooting may have been linked to a relationship. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The leaders of the Western Hemisphere's two largest economies are promising closer trade ties as well as enhanced military cooperation, with President Trump even suggesting Brazil should be able to join NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Alliance. More from VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
Jair Bolsonaro, known as the Trump of the tropics, said he comes to Washington as the first Brazilian president in decades who is not anti-American and wants to work with the United States to ensure the removal of Nicolas Maduro from power in Caracas. Trump reiterated, all options are open, when asked by a reporter if military intervention in Venezuela by the United States is possible. Bolsonaro did not make any references to an invasion of his country's neighbor, but he did say we need to put an end to the suffering of Venezuela's people. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Trump also promised U.S. support for Brazil to join the 36-member Organization for Cooperation and Economic Development. This is VOA News. Algeria's new deputy prime minister says President Abdelaziz Bouteflika has promised to hand over power to whoever is elected to succeed him following a planned national dialogue conference under the auspices of the United Nations. Hundreds of Islamic State fighters are making a last stand for the terror group's self-declared caliphate that lost control of their tent city in the northeastern Syrian town of Baghouz in what U.S.-backed forces have described now as a significant blow. The Syrian Democratic Forces on Tuesday said the operation resulted in the capture of what they described as 157 experienced IS fighters, many from outside Syria and Iraq. In a speech to Parliament on Tuesday, New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern told about acts of bravery by police officers and victims during the Christchurch terror attack.
There will be countless stories, some of which we may never know, but to each, we acknowledge you in this place. In this house.
Officials have begun releasing the bodies of the 50 people killed in last Friday's mass shooting at two mosques by an alleged white supremacist. There are no accurate figures on the number killed by a tropical cyclone in southeastern Africa, but Mozambique's president is saying it could be as high as 1,000. United Nations and international aid agencies are rushing aid to hundreds of survivors of the storm, which struck Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The Red Cross is issuing a $10 million flash appeal for emergency aid to the cyclone victims. The World Food Program reports it is rushing food and other assistance to large numbers of desperate people stranded by the rapidly rising floodwaters in Mozambique. It says the humanitarian emergency is getting bigger by the hour. The UN Children's Fund also is issuing a flash appeal for $23 million to help many of the 260,000 children affected by the disaster. WHO says it is sending emergency kits, trauma kits, and cholera kits to take care of the immediate health needs of the people on the ground. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday endorsed U.S. government authority to detain immigrants awaiting deportation any time, potentially even years after they've completed prison terms for criminal convictions, handing President Trump a victory as he pursues hardline immigration policies. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.